Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First This Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is March 1st, 2023, Wednesday evening's daily bread. March 1st, 2023. We welcome you once again for coming to the filling station, to the oasis, to the booth camp, to the living waters, the rivers of living water. So Father, right now we just come before you. We just say thank you so much, Father, for loving us, for taking so great care of us, and giving us another day of living in the light of your word, in your authority and power, your protection, your provision, your great health in us, Father, and the wisdom and the knowledge and your compassion and your mercy and your love towards your children, Father, and your goodness and your blessings surround us, Father. We just want to say thank you so much. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in this message. For without you, we will not have the right words to say, or the Spirit of God will not be in what you want us to minister, Father. So we just thank you for the great Holy Spirit that abides and lives in us forever, that gives every listener, Father, and doer the word, a word, Father, due in due season. One word from God will change our lives forever. So, Father, we just thank you that you minister to your people, Father. You strengthen them, Father. You uplift them, Father. And if need be, you reprove us, you rebuke us, you correct us, but the word of God will prevail forever and ever. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And I thank you that you put your word above your name, Father, the word, the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides and lives in us forever. We thank you for your holy presence. We thank you for illumination, inspiration, revelation, impartation, and participation, Father. You're the one that makes the Word of God alive in our hearts. You're the one that gives us the revelation knowledge of who you are, the attributes and the character and the nature of who God is, our Father God. And that is his love endures forever. His love endures forever. So we just want to say thank you, and welcome to daily bread. Amen. We get to participate with new manna every day. Every day, new manna, people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Today, we're going to be talking about a reason isn't a right. A reason isn't a right. Let's look at Isaiah 61:3, the New Living Bible. Isaiah 61:3. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read that again. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. It's easy to have a good attitude and pursue our dreams as long as everything is going our way. Can I hear an amen? Amen to that. That doesn't take a lot of faith. But what about the difficult times, people of God, when a relationship doesn't work out, or we get a bad health report, or a friend does wrong to you? It's easy to lose our passion when we're hurt. Too many people are sitting on the sidelines of life because they've been injured. Now they're nursing their wounds, not moving forward because of what they've been through. You may have a reason to feel sorry for yourself, but don't you know, but you don't have a right. But you don't have a right. God promised He will give you beauty for those ashes. He said He would pay you back double for the wrongs, but you have to do your part. Doesn't Brother Andrew always say, God already did His part, now we do our part, amen? If you're going to see the beauty, you have to shake off the ashes of self-pity, poor me, oh, nobody loves me, la 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 la. You have to shake off the discouragement and get back in the game, running your race, running your course, doing your assignment, doing the plan of God with joy, looking unto Jesus, the author and the developer and the perfecter and the finisher of our faith, your faith and my faith. Amen? Every person has injuries. All of us have been injured before. All of us have been hurt. Amen? We all have wounds, but you can't let a loss, a health issue, or a divorce, or a hurt, be an excuse to sit on the sidelines. Can I hear an amen today? Get back in the race. Know that your best days are ahead. Know that He's working things together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And He has victory in store for your future and my future. Can I hear an amen? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God wants to give you beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, and praise for despair. But here's the key. You have to let go of the ashes before God can give you the beauty. Ashes represent what's left over after something's been burned up, or broken dreams, or disappointments, or hurts, or failures. We all have our share of ashes, and God wants to give you and me beauty in exchange for ashes. Amen? Can I hear an amen? Father, I praise You for Your love and compassion towards us. Today, I choose to obey You and shake off the past. Shake it off, shake it off. I shake off self-pity and discouragement. Hallelujah. Help me to forgive those who have hurt me and begin to move forward into the good things You have in store for me. Thank You for giving me beauty for ashes and turning my sorrows into joy. I declare my best days are ahead in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oria basata la matolo borojosa te kiria. Bashan de berikito lo morojota kirian de basicata la mate kiria. Eredia to boroso toria. Tere berikiesa nabakata tisi te kiria. Tikirian de berisicata lo mojoso kateria. And the berisicatiando kosho teria. The Lord is saying, as long as you continue to keep looking at what you've been through, the hurts that people have caused you, the disappointments, the frustrations, whatever others may have done, stop looking in yourself. The Lord says, start looking unto Me, the one that will uplift you, the one that will encourage you, the one that will cause provision and protection for you and cause you to have strength. Cause you to be more than a conqueror. The Lord says, I don't want you to have self-pity. I don't want you to look at the circumstances in a negative way. But looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, He will develop your faith. He develops your righteousness. He is the one that will develop you in His word. He says, I will develop you in the word. I will develop you in my love and my compassion and my mercy. You and I need to look at Jesus always. And He says, don't look at the outer circumstances. They will try so hard to push themselves in, push them into your mind, into your emotions, into your feelings, and to your lives. And what we need to do, the Lord says, we need to push back and say, no, you don't. We're covered by the blood. I will not have self-pity. I will not keep unforgiveness. I will not have resentment unto others. I will gladly give all the ashes and the excuses and the disappointments and the frustrations. I will lay them at your feet, Father God. And I will walk in victory, knowing that you have gone before me, you're behind me, and all around me. And you say you will never leave me nor forsake me. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I sense that some of you have had fear, anxiety, and been anxious. The Lord says he has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. We come against anxiousness, worries, cares, anxiety, fear. We command you to get your hands off of God's children, the sons and daughters of God. I command you, Satan, get off of them right now. And I release joy and peace and victory over their life. Their mind having a sound mind, disciplined mind, peaceful mind, the mind of Christ, the memory of the righteous is blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the people right now that are hearing, if that is a word for them, they are set free. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Oh, for the light of God's glory is shining over you. Ere barakasa karando bosho ti laba elebreta lo monjota lebericia. For the garment of mourning and guilt and anxiety is off of you right now. And the garment of praise and joy is upon you now. For the glory of the Lord shall rise upon you, has risen upon you. And you will go forth in victory. You will leap for joy, for God has set you free. For indeed you will walk in victory. And what has happened before is in the past. And that you will say, I know God is for me. And who can be against me? When the Lord is for me, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Any tongue that would rise against you, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord in the righteousness of thee. For go in joy and peace, and you will see the manifestation of my glory and my anointing upon your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We honor you, Father. Thank you that you are so good to us. Thank you for your love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I thank you that love is patient, love is kind. Love doesn't ever insist in its own way. Love doesn't have anger in them. The perfect love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you that you loved us while we were yet sinners. You were pursuing us with all the love you have. And now we have the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he showed the attributes and the character and the nature of who you are, Father. You are love, 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 love. Without your love, Father, we would not be anywhere near you, Father. But it's your love, Father, that was displayed through our Lord Jesus Christ when he hung on the cross. It was your perfect love, Father. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for our Lord Jesus Christ, for the greatest sacrifice he made for us to bring us into the kingdom of God. and that we would be children of the Most High God, going after you wholeheartedly, Father God, pursuing after you always, Father, knowing that you take great care of us and that you love us so much. Because when we know you, the love that you have for us, Father, we will not be insecure. We will not get into fear. We will not be scared. We will not be anxious. We will not have anxiety. We will not have worries, because we know that you love us so much, Father, that you already gave everything that we would ever need, Father. And it's at our disposal, for you say, Father, by his divine nature, you've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, and have given us exceeding precious promises that we may be partakers of them all. So, Father, we thank you for loving us, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving us the robe of righteousness that we can stand, Father, unashamed in front of you, Father, because you love us so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How we love you. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for this day, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can you believe it's March 1st already? I'll tell you what, this year is going very fast, people of God. Already spring is in the air, and the flowers and trees are blooming. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for loving us so much, for giving us beauty for ashes. And we look all around nature and we see the beautiful display of what a great artist and creator our God is, our Father God. Everything we see, he created us for us because he loved us so much. Everything we have that we see that is good, he created it for his children. Nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking. Amen. Can I hear an amen? We just want to say thank you again for joining us. And this is March scripture for 2023, March scripture, 2 Peter 3:18. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And don't you know, when we grow in the knowledge of who he is, he just keeps pouring his revelation, illumination, impartation, and all the word of God, little by little, is revealed. The more knowledge we have, the more we know who we are in Christ, and we stand in faith, knowing that we have the shield of faith, that we quench every fiery arrow and dart of the enemy, and it falls to the wayside. In the name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we shout, grace, 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 and victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace, 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 and victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And how we thank you, Father. Thank you that you said, set your mind on things above and not on earthly things. Amen. We have an eternal perspective. We are heaven bound. We know our home is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Because you know what? We know that when we step from this earth into glory, we are present with the Lord. Amen. In heaven. And we have an eternal living God living on the inside, but we will live with him for eternity, forever and ever. Hallelujah. We thank you again for listening. Thank you so much for your prayers for Pastor Jesse and me and Andrew and Brother Raymond and Brother Brother Raymond and Carmen and Gracie and Daryl, our administrators and elders. We thank you that you keep us in prayer. We covet your prayers, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your tithes and offerings and your love that you show for the Lord, sending his 10% that belongs to him. We're not only hearers, but we're doers. We're doers by sending and giving and returning the seed to the Lord. And not because we need it. I'm not saying this because we need it as a church. No, we need it. Us. Not first this kingdom, but you need it for your life, and we need, and I need it for my life. And that's why I endeavor to sow as much as I can in my garden, because in my garden I will reap a great harvest from the Lord. Blessings are chasing me down. They can't help but to bless. People can't help but to bless me. And that's the attitude you have to have, because if you are planting seeds, those seeds will return back to you. What? 100-fold, 60, 30, 40, 50? Whatever you plant, it will be returned to you. Amen? And every seed that you sow into First Kingdom Family Church is precious in the sight of God, and he will multiply it for you. Amen? Thank you again. We love you. Be blessed. And I will be with you tomorrow night. Amen? I enjoy bringing daily bread to all our listeners and doers of the word. We love you and we miss you. God bless you. Have a great evening.